The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.
This is Matthew White from Hillsdale General Store Home Chef with The Taste of Things. German pancakes. When I was a teenager in the early 1970s, I spent the summer with my cousin Susan picking strawberries in Oregon. I was from Texas, and this was my first trip alone and my first flight ever. Needless to say, I was pretty excited. Landing in Portland and being driven by my warmly adorable Uncle Wendell through the misty, impossibly green landscape, I knew I had landed in a special part of the world. Once I settled in and picking season began, my cousin and I would join a throng of other teenagers getting on buses at the crack of dawn to be taken to the strawberry fields. We made decent money that summer, my cousin and I, and had the added perk of bringing home fresh-picked strawberries at a discount. My cousin Sue hated strawberries, probably because they represented labor and seemed pretty common to her, but I couldn't get enough of them, or the verdant farms that they grew on. This was a big change from the dry, dusty Texas plain that I was used to back home. One Saturday morning, my Aunt Jeannie announced that she was going to make German pancakes. I had never had one of these, so I asked what they were. I was interested in cooking even then, so she shared the recipe, which was almost unbelievably simple. Only 3 ingredients: eggs, flour, and milk. To be precise, 2 eggs and a 1/2 cup of each of flour and milk. Whisked together, the batter was poured into a round, buttered cake pan and placed in a hot oven. What emerged was remarkable. These 3 simple ingredients transformed into the most fabulous puff of golden brown pastry. Oftentimes, the shape was like a bowl with the edges rising higher, or sometimes it morphs into a strange, mountainous shape. This miraculous puff falls a bit after being taken out of the oven, and my aunt immediately filled them with sliced strawberries and a bit of syrup. And so, at least once a week during that magical 1970s summer, this was my breakfast. Some folks call this a Dutch baby, but Auntie called it a German pancake, as in baked in a pan, rather than American pancakes, which really should be called griddle cakes. This treat has been a weekend breakfast food staple for the last 5 decades, because whether I am alone or we have a houseful, they are so very simple to make. German pancakes can be topped with all sorts of things. My strawberry-averse cousin would squeeze a bit of lemon juice and sprinkle with powdered sugar, which was pretty tasty. I still prefer them with strawberries in season, but blueberries are also great, or both. Sliced peaches at their peak are delicious, drizzled with maple syrup. In the fall, sometimes I will peel and thinly slice an apple, then cook it down with a bit of water with some raisins and cinnamon until the apple is soft and the raisins are plump. Then I'll spoon that warm compote onto the pancake and douse it with local maple syrup for the perfect flavor of fall. Another favorite is sliced banana with chopped raw almonds for crunch. Then, as usual, I smother it in maple syrup. Besides being so quick and easy to make, with the added perk of being impressive when taken out of the oven, German pancakes, or Dutch babies, look beautiful when filled with seasonal fruit. So remember, for each pancake, whisk together 2 eggs, 1/2 cup flour, and 1/2 cup milk. No mixer required, just a whisk and a bowl. Once the batter is smooth, pour into a buttered 8 or 9 inch round cake pan, or even a pie plate. Then place it in a very hot 425 degree oven until puffed up and golden. Fill them with your favorite fruit and dig in. Every time I eat one, I'm 14 again. This is Matthew White from Hillsdale General Store Home Chef with The Taste of Things.
The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.